Chapter 38. Nath had no sensation in his arms or legs. His heart thundered in his chest. He felt like a child who'd been told the most terrible of stories. Horrors that struck in the night, leaving children terrified in the dark. Yet there was no darkness, only desolation. He stepped toward the lurker's gaping mouth.
Come, come, come.
The suggestive words repeated in his head, driving him forward. The long snake-like tentacle spread about its head like a glorious raiment. The lurker pushed up off its throne and came forward. It had no neck, no chest, just a body with a head, arms, and legs. Its face shifted between dragons and ogres, dwarfs and orcs. Curiosity and suggestion compelled Nath forward.
Come, come, come.
The recesses of his mind became fuzzy, unclear. There was something welcoming about the gaping maw and writhing tentacles coming toward him. He took a long step forward.
Come, come, come. Be part of my oneness,
it said.
Join the others and feast on bones forever.
Its arm stretched outward. The rows of fangs glistened in its mouth. Nath's thoughts were lost. His will was not his own. It bothered him. He took another step and stopped.
This is not right at all.
Come,
the lurker urged him.
Come now. There is no turning back. It is inevitable, friend.
A black-bearded dwarf appeared in his mind. Words followed.
If it eats people, kill it.
Nath stumbled backward. He tore his gaze away, covered his ears with his paws.
So be it then,
the lurker said, scurrying like an insect from side to side.
I never tire of executing dragons.
It pounced. It covered Nath with its bulk. Tendrils tied him up. Punching fists assaulted him. The lurker slammed him on the ground and slung him across the floor. It said,
seems your bones don't break so easily. The tougher the bone, the more delicious the marrow.
A great tongue rolled out and licked its lips.
A feast of the delicious.
Nath scrambled to his feet, sucked in his breath, and shot a ball of fire from his mouth. It struck its cheek and sizzled out.
I've nothing left.
Its laughter was awful.
Oh, how I like that fire in dragon bellies.
Its face turned into that of a dragon, and it sucked in and blew out. Roaring flames gushed out, enveloping Nath. He cried out. The lurker stormed into the flames, jerked him out, and dangled him in front of its eyes.
I don't like my dinner roasted.
It opened its mouth, stuffed Nath in, and chomped down. Nath squirted out. Its teeth clattered, and its angry yell was deafening.
Quick you are, but nothing is quicker than me.
Nath dashed through the cavern and bolted for the nearest tunnel.
I don't care how many legs it has, it's not faster than me.
The lurker charged after him and slammed into the tunnel. Its ear-splitting yell caught up with him.
None can escape me.
Nath kept running, aching all over. He bore one thing in mind.
Sultans of Sulphur. What about Fang?
He churned through the tunnels until the echoes of the lurker's screams died out. He stopped and rested against a cave wall, took a breath, and gathered his thoughts. He found relief in his thought that the hex it had put in his mind under was broken. But the rest of him hurt. The jacksite was harder than metal, and he'd been slammed several times into it. He sucked a painful draw of air through his teeth and staggered onward.
How can I beat that thing without Fang?
Every creature had a weakness. If it had been a dragon, he could have coped. But the lurker was many things in one. It fed and grew in stature, and was of so many creatures. Each weakness was masked by the other strengths.
I have no choice. I'll have to think of something.
He tried to think of what Brenwar or Bezog would do. It wasn't so long ago that they defeated a larger creature, the Hull Dragon. But they'd had magic and worked as a team on that one. Now it was only him. One dragon against a bizarre thing that became everything it had beaten. It was like fighting all those creatures at once.
Certainly it can be wounded.
Nath retraced his steps.
Find the gnomes. Maybe they have a clue.
But he was lost. He took another turn and gasped. He was right back inside the lurker's lair. The tunnel he'd just come through disappeared. There, across the room, the lurker sat, with a disturbing smile on its face.
Welcome back,
it said, holding up Fang in two of its many hands.
Looking for this?
It waggled the sword and passed it through his hands.
It's a hot thing. I don't like that.
Fang went from one tentacle to another.
I can handle this pretty little thing. It will make a nice trophy to go with your skin and bones.
Its tongue licked out over its teeth. Its arms and tentacles fanned out.
Come now. Why don't you take it?
Nath shrugged.
Why don't you just give it to me and save me some trouble? Once I take it, you're dead, you know.
Ha!
It said.
There is nothing that can kill me.
Nothing that you know of.
I just get bigger and stronger. Once I finish dining on you, I'll be stronger than ever.
Once I kill you, I'll be stronger too.
Nath said, coming forward. He noticed Fang being passed from hand to hand more quickly. The lurker's face showed frustration. Fang's blade glowed with dark, angry light.
I'd drop that sword if I were you.
It jammed the sword into the ground behind it and snarled.
There it will stay forever.
It skittered forward, blocking Nath's path to Fang. It towered over him, arms and tendrils ready.
And today, your fate is forever sealed.
It charged. Nath dashed right. It cut him off. He went left.
Ah!
It cut him off again.
Ah! Laughing.
Ah! Nath zigzagged through the cavern. The lurker crashed through piles of bones, following him like a shadow. It was the biggest and fastest thing he'd ever seen. But it made a miscalculation. Nath caught a glimpse of the pathway to the sword.
You might be fast, but I'm not moving my fastest.
Nath juked to one side. It lunged. Nath twisted away from its clutch and sprinted for the sword.
Ah!
Its yell was awful.
Yeah!
It bore down after him.
Yeah!
Thundered over the stone. Nath bounded away, making a straight line for the blade. He glanced back.
It's gaining.
Its legs churned beneath its girth, propelling it forward at an impossible speed. Its tendrils lashed out. Nath dove for the blade. His fingers wrapped around the hilt and gripped it tight. The tendrils snagged his feet and pulled him. He now hung parallel to the floor, between the lurker on his feet and his own hands on Fang, who remained stuck in the floor. The lurker toed back, stretching Nath's spine, laughing.
Almost!
It said, snapping its hideous jaws.
But it's time to be eaten.
Nath held on with all his might and tried to yank the blade free. He had no leverage. His muscles groaned and popped. More tendrils wrapped around his legs and body.
Say goodbye to your burning sword, dragon.
The powerful monster jerked him all at once. Nath's fingers ripped free. The lurker stuffed him inside its mouth, and its jaw clamped down forever.